بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are extremely blessed to be in the holy month of Rabiul Awwal, that month where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this world. A very, very blessed month, and it behooves that all of us as believers pay attention to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and understand the times in which he came. The times that were very difficult, the times where humanity was suffering, and he came to save the Muslim Ummah. The fire of ignorance raged, and the flags of oppression were raised. Hearts like islands were separate between oceans of vengeance disparate. People were at the brink of a cliff whose edge could crumble just with a whiff, while a crater of flames awaited to swallow them in the belly of hatred. Humanity was ensnared in the swamps of atrocity, and the minds were bewitched by the pangs of voracity, while the souls were smothered by the drapes of desires, and the voice of conscience was in the line of fire. Superstition had casted its sinister shadows, and the clouds of delusion had obscured their visions. They had shackled themselves by their false assertions, while they drowned in the ditches of foul perversions. Their hearts, which were like faceted mirrors, so they worshipped nothing but empty figures. Hearts that witnessed everything but God, becoming a temple of deities flawed. They worshipped what they made with their hands, from wood, stone, and earthly strands. They named them gods and had no shame. That God they belittled with their false claim. Little rosebuds were nipped mercilessly, torn from their mothers, banished ruthlessly. They had no abode on top of the earth. Their home was beneath, just after birth. Her feeble voice fell on deaf ears. Her woeful cries didn't bring any tears. As she breathed her last, her tiny little hand softly grasped her father's as he covered her with sand. This was the state of the Muslim Ummah. This was the situation of the Arabs before the coming of Islam, of the situation of the world before the coming of Islam, and even more, the wars between the Persian and the Roman Empire, and the oppression that was going on, the class system, the division, and all that oppression and atrocity. And the Prophet comes here as a light, as a good news for the people of the world. We are lucky to be the followers of such a powerful and great messenger, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to be His true followers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.